It is a wonderful day at the end of the Easter season. Like I said earlier, to begin Mass, this is today the 50th day, Pentecost, and we receive the Holy Spirit. I try to think of different ideas or images for you to preach. And so today I remember back in our clergy retreat, it was in February. And I remember a lot of our priests doing something together that I really didn't help at all. They actually were doing a puzzle, a huge puzzle. It was actually the image of the Nativity of Jesus and Mother Mary. And I think there was like 1,000 pieces. You know, and I haven't done a puzzle in like probably 10 years at least. And it was fun. It was pretty cool to watch, though, because some of those guys, there's also other people at the same retreat center that would just sit down and kind of join to that. And it wasn't nice to see them and watching it to grow. The only other puzzle I can remember was, I think it was earlier this year or maybe last year, doing a baptism, and their older sister, they must have been like 3 or 4 years old, doing a puzzle with like 40 pieces, and I think this little child beat me in that as well. But it was this cool image of these puzzles coming together. So I wanted to just share kind of how can we use like that puzzle in our spiritual image of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit can be tricky, I think, for all of us. I mean, we probably first have Jesus in our mind, right? And the Holy Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit, His Father. And we can probably think more about our Father. But today now, Pentecost, how do we think about this with this great gift that God has given us? So, kind of the image today, again, with this puzzle is basically two things. One, you know, how do we start a puzzle to begin with? Well, we have to open a box and pour the pieces on a table, right? And then the first thing, I know this one, we have to put the pieces up, right? So that you can see it. Because half the pieces are on the wrong direction. You have to flip them all over. And I mention this because it is the Holy Spirit that helps us to see more about our faith and our love and our morality. You know, in our own lives, no matter where we are, when we're not in the perfect position, we're not being able to see the light, the image of these pieces, we have to flip them. So like in our sins, we need to go to confession. If we didn't go to Mass, we need to come back. If you know, we're trying to think about, boy, that's a tough situation in the church, and I don't understand why they believe that way. Well, we'll flip it over and look at it, and then be curious and ask about it. I wonder why this piece is here. It makes no sense. I've never seen a piece like that in a puzzle before. So that's the first. And then I think the second, now you might have an argument about this. You might be better than me. But the first thing I would always do when I was a child is find the four corners, right? The four corners of the pieces. And so I want to offer four pieces, if you will, in our scriptures about the Holy Spirit today. Again, the corners. Because again, the whole puzzle, you know, you can do the best you can thinking about God, and it's an image. Because God is God, and we're trying the best we can do as humans. So I'd say first, the first piece of a puzzle of the Holy Spirit was our first reading, Acts 1 to 11, of the Pentecost. You know, we have the images that we can think about, the tongues of fire. You know, what does that look like? Well, we weren't there. But we do know that He gave the disciples strength and power in a language that they literally could speak in other languages from other people. It was also the opening and the beginning of our church. You know, after Jesus went to heaven with the ascension, His kind of last gift, if you will, on earth was sending the Holy Spirit. to open the door so we can be strengthened to preach the good news. He went back to his Father to support us, to do his mission. Also, a little depth in this as well. Do you remember when Moses saw the bush on fire? What did he see? And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and lo, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. Very similar images in the Old Testament and what our first reading was today, the beginning of our church. So knowing that the Holy Spirit can envelop you without being burnt, but to power, give you power. So that's first, I'd say. The second piece, I'd say the creation. I have to go backwards even more in the readings, in the scriptures, in the Bible. Like the second verse. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. I just look outside. Praise God. God's country up here. When you know that beauty we see in the tree or simple butterfly, the moon and the sun, fishing, when you're being pricked and knowing that that's beauty, that God created it, that's the Holy Spirit. That's beyond just our physical experience. And again, we see in the beginning, at the beginning of the whole creation of the cosmos, what was the Holy Spirit doing? Hovering over the water. That's really cool to think in our spiritual lives again, that the Holy Spirit is covering over you. Again, you're here at Mass. That's why you're here. You might think something like, I need to pray. I need to support this person today. I need to write something. I need to email or text a loved one. That's the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing us, like the wind in our souls. So again, the first, I'd say, the power of discipleship in Acts. The second, the creation. Now the third, I'd say, is the Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's a tricky one as well, probably the most depth of this. In our gospel today, Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me." There's a few times in the Gospels and the readings that all Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in the same sentence or paragraph. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Again, what do we think of Jesus and Father and now the Spirit? Well, there's readings in the Scriptures to say some of that. But at Mass, for instance, think about how many times we actually use the words God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I know as a priest, I do it a lot. When I put my hands over the bread and wine, I'm asking for the Holy Spirit. Again, the Son back to God through the Holy Spirit. The prayers. The times when we say the creed. And really think of that today. Hone into that. Remember, when we say what we believe, that we talk about the Holy Spirit through Mother Mary. And the section that says, "I believe in the Holy Spirit." In God itself. Finally, the fourth piece, if you will. One of my favorite verses, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Like, this piece is of prayer from the Holy Spirit. And I know very well personally, with my stroke, that there are times in weakness that we do not know how to pray as we ought. For us with sighs too deep for words, the Spirit will speak for you in your heart. Those times that you're having a tough day, a sad day, just something that is dire in your life, and you don't know what to say, that's the Holy Spirit. When you don't have the words, you don't know what to say to somebody, that's why we have the Holy Spirit, to bring us back to God, because we are human. So again, that was four little pieces. I hope that helps a little bit. Just to think about what the image is of the Holy Spirit. Finally today, just one last prayer. It's just three words. And we'll finish this homily today. A good one that you can say throughout the day, and you can open your heart at any moment to simply say, "Come, Holy Spirit."